My name is Chris Lowe. I'm chairman of the Limes Action Group that was formed with the main aim to obviously save the pub from developers, and let's hope we can still do it, although the news isn't looking too good at the moment.
Firstly, the planning application for new flats on the site. What happened at the recent planning meeting?
It was a second application. The first one was rejected, so the planners just reduced the size a tiny bit, really. A bit which became a bit of a joke because it still was three stories high, and the main bulk of the development was flats, which was reduced from 9 to 7, but still three stories high, right at the front corner of Southcote Road and Albury Road, which were overbearing, which are far too large, were overshadowing and overlooking local residents. So let alone about the aspect of the pub being a good community pub, the application on its own was defeated, and virtually every councillor spoke up counting against the application, and it was unanimously thrown out by 12 votes to nil.
So what about the future? Trevor Woolston is the vice chairman of the Limes Action Group.
We've lost other community pubs in the area, and we're losing more every day. We must keep local pubs in the community. As you can see, this is a thriving little pub, and we don't understand why the owners have not come to us to ask what we've got, whether we've got money to buy or what, but to sell this site is criminal.
We understood that the pub had been sold subject to planning permission. As a lot of us were there, and there were 40, 50 people actually in the public gallery where I had my 3 minutes to speak in defence of the pub and to explain how much it's a community asset and how well it's used. We're still really shocked to hear that Enterprise Inns still want to close the pub.
The pub has the status of an asset of community value, an ACV. Doesn't this mean that the Limes Action Group have the first option to buy it?
We get a six-month period where if we can raise funds, then there is a possibility one way or another to purchase a pub. But most of us are not millionaires, unfortunately. Apparently, it's not a fact, it's just what we've heard here, say 1.2, 1.3 million the land is worth alone. It's that much of an area, as we know, in the southeast, prime land like this, and developers will get in and no doubt make their million as well.
I'm at the Limes pub in Merstham, and it's St George's Day, and they have a family fun day going on. They've got live entertainment, music, bouncy castles, a barbecue. Everyone here seems to be having a fantastic time.
So my name's Claire. I've been helping with the Limes Action Group, helping organise this fun day today. When we had a meeting, we were talking about having a barbecue and promoting the pub a bit. But then we said we'd move it onto a family fun day so that we could encourage families in here because it's got an enclosed safe garden. And then we progressed from there onto getting the bouncy castle and doing some games, tombolas and raffles and things. Well, I'm really pleased because we've got a lot of familiar faces, but we've also got a lot of new faces in here. We are a family orientated pub, and it does benefit the whole community from all ages. I mean, if you have a look around, there are people with little children, families, older people, and everyone's just mixing and helping out.
The pub is also home to community meetings and events, including golf.
I'm Nigel Spence, treasurer of the Limes Golf Society. We are also called the Holly Hackers, after our president, who's not very well at the moment, the lovely Tom. It started 10 or 11 years ago now, mainly for Tom, a guy who'd had a heart attack at a young age. And a lot of guys were playing golf and they decided to take him out, and it's grown from there to a very, very well supported golf society. We have three main outings, spring, summer, autumn, where we go to some lovely golf courses. And we have our presentation and buffet back here. I don't know really where we'll find a decent venue for 40, 50 people on a Friday when we play these societies. There's nowhere really around here that's big enough to take us.
I spoke to some of the regulars of the Limes and asked them how important pubs like this are.
A pub in the local community is very important because it knits everyone together. rather than just being a group of houses where no one knows anyone, you sort of meet, and it's a cohesion for the community, like a focal point, pulls everyone together, gives everyone an opportunity to express views to each other, which never normally happens.
Yeah, I just feel that we're losing so many of our little country pubs and things, and sometimes it's where people have got nowhere to go, and these sort of places are the places that they can, you know, go and chat to their friends and things like that, especially when you're older, you know, living on their own and all the rest of it. And it seems such a shame, and I know we need residential, we need places for people to live, but come on. You know, I think sometimes we've got to sort of think of, you know, what the community, what they want as well.
There's all sorts of things that go on here. We got the golf and the darts and the billiards and everything else that goes on here. And you can see today, on Sundays, it used to be like this years ago, before it started getting run down. And now the people are starting, the new people, especially in the new areas around here that have been built like watercolour, are starting to come down here. And they're going to need somewhere. They don't want to go on a bus to Redhill or anything like that. They just want to walk to a pub.
And if it closes, what will you do?
Save a lot of money because I won't be able to buy any drink anywhere. And I don't know, it'd be very... the whole community become very insular, I think the word is, where you just interact on yourself. And the actual area, people won't want to live here no more because... there's nothing to do. It's a very, just a suburb of Redhill, basically.
Well, there you go. It's either a taxi somewhere, isn't it? Or a bus or something else like that. They don't want you to go to pubs and drink and drive. Yeah, they're making you get taxis and blooming buses everywhere. So, you know, it's either Redhill or the inner, well, you've got to get a taxi there at night, haven't you?
I'll probably stay in. Otherwise, I've got to depend on people to run me to up the top. Well, I used to live up the top. I used to go to the Feathers and the Railway. They're not the same now. The club isn't the same as then. I really love this place and the people. There's never a sign of problems here. In 20-odd years, I've never seen a policeman in here.